Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, if you've ever felt warm water flowing from a garden hose that's been stretched across your sunny lawn, you already kind of understand how solar water heating works.
And if you've ever paid a fuel or electric bill, you can understand why using the sun's rays to warm water is a really good idea. Joining us now with some details about solar hot water heating systems is Richard Trathewey, the plumbing and heating expert for TV's This Old House. Hi, Richard.
Hey, guys.
And, you know, solar heat has been an option for a lot of years, but I'm happy to see that lately everyone has become so much more interested and being more green. It's really taken on some new life. So how does a basic system work?
Well, the basic setup consists of a heat-trapping solar collector. That's either going to be these flat panels or these special tubes that sit outdoors facing south, usually up on the roof.
Okay.
And there'll be some sort of water storage tank down inside the house.
So essentially, there's a circulating pump that moves the water across the collector and then down to the storage unit.
Now, in cold climates, there's going to be a circulating pump that doesn't pump water through the collectors. It's actually going to be glycol, a non-toxic propylene glycol that is an antifreeze, really.
Okay.
And it goes up through those collectors, absorbs energy from the sun, brings that down to the tank, and transfers that energy into the water that's inside the tank.
Okay.
Now, are there certain areas of the country that really this is a better opportunity for, or are there ways to make this work regardless of your climate?
I think people don't understand. The sun is out in most parts of this country, you know, enough that solar thermal, that's the solar to make domestic hot water, makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get 65 to 70% of your domestic hot water production using the sun, even in the northern climes like we are up here in New England where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on some days, I would imagine you are heating far more hot water than you really need to. Do you store that? Is there a way to save it till
well, that's
cloudy
the challenge.
Days?
There are days you actually have more energy than you know what to do with, and sometimes you have to do a heat dump. You know, you have to get rid of some heat. That's where it's often good to have a pool. If you want to heat a pool or something like that, it's terrific. We've even seen people that have solar systems on vacation houses where they're not there, where there's a little device that can actually run the solar backwards during the night to take the superheated water in the tank and dump it to outside because you actually have too much energy.
Interesting, interesting.
Mm-hmm. You know, we actually vacationed once in St. Lucia, and the entire hotel had the same solar water heating systems. And every night we would hear it draining from all the different rooms. The first night we were like, what is that? And
that's
when we called the front desk, you know, they explained to us the whole system.
Right.
Now, with solar water heating systems, I mean, I imagine they're kind of expensive to put in. Do you recoup that kind of quickly, or does it really take a long time to get that back?
Well, it's so often the case, you've got to spend money to make money. And so it really depends, I think, also on the local utility rates. You know, for a family of four, you're going to do a system, typical system, with an 80-gallon tank. It's probably $5,000 for the materials, another $2,000 or so for installation. You know, and the payback periods could be relatively quick, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And it really depends on how much hot water you use.
Now, comparing that to, active solar, we have photovoltaics, though, it's probably a lot less expensive.
Well, it's got a high efficiency. The thing about photovoltaics is they have some unbelievable incentives that make it, and the cost of that technology is coming down in price every day. You know, it's like what's happened with computers. You know, there was a time that computers were much more expensive. As more people bought it, the premium came down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that with solar thermal and with solar photovoltaics.
And I think, you know, for the pedigree of a home, when you go to sell down the road to say we have solar water heating,
right.
You know, it ultimately makes the house more valuable.
The other metric that's not in this discussion is the cost of fuel. In August of 2008, fuel prices got to almost $4. Fuel oil was $4.10 around where I lived. We couldn't keep enough solar in stock. Everybody wanted to do solar. And then as the price came down, people got a little more complacent. So all that stuff is going to be driven a lot by that fossil fuel cost.
And there's really an opportunity issue here, too. You mentioned it briefly before, but the rebates, the incentives, the tax credits, they're always changing. Keep an eye on that.
That's
because
right.
There could be a golden opportunity to get a system like this installed if you meet those requirements.
The government and the local utility can be your friend in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Great tip. Richard Trathewey from TV's This Old House. Thanks so so much for stopping by the Money Pit. For more great tips just like that, you can visit thisoldhouse.com.
And you can watch Richard and the entire This Old House team on This Old House and Ask This Old House on your local PBS station.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.